Hi, and thanks for listening in to Desires Podcast. Let's talk about it. I really know how hard it could be at this time of the year when everybody prepping themselves and getting ready for the new year. And that's all fine and dandy. But let's start here. We ain't gotta wait. You do not have to wait. You want something, you start working towards it now. Don't put nothing off for tomorrow that you could do today. Just do it. I know it have a lot to do with fear because a lot of people is scared to step into the next level or they season. Like, they're scared because it's the fear of failing. It's the fear of what people think. It's the fear of saying, I'm not good enough. You know, self-doubt. And we battle that from men to women, from kids. Like, we battle it so much because we want something better. And as we want something better, it's hard to actually go out there and do it when you feel like nobody believes in you or you feel like you're not good enough. And you have to understand, like, sometimes you have to erase everybody around you, stop thinking and caring what other people say, and just go out there and try it. You know, take them L's as lessons. Don't take them as a loss. Guess what? If it don't work, that was a lesson learned. And that's the attitude you gotta have, because the more you have self-doubt and the more you feel like you can't do it or you're not good enough, you're not gonna do it. You're not gonna even put your right foot forward to do it because you feel like you're not good enough. And so I'm encouraging you first to do a mindset change. Once you start changing your mind and you start loving yourself and start thinking about how much better that you wanna be, then things will start to change anyway. And it's just a stair step. Understanding first that my mind has changed, I want something different, and getting your mind set on track on what you want. And after you accomplish that and you know what you want, I need you to look in the mirror and tell yourself you got this, and you believe in you. You're not allowing nobody and nothing to stop you to get to where you're trying to go. And that's the attitude you got to have. Even if you got to look at yourself every day in the mirror and tell yourself, I want more. I'm going to get more. It's for me. It's my season. I'm ready. Embrace it and be okay with it. And you have to feel it. You have to literally say it, look in the mirror and feel it. Now, you could say it and sweep it under the rug and go back to sleep or continue doing what you're doing and nothing change. But if you're really serious about change, if you're really serious about bettering yourself, I really need you to take them steps of first changing your mindset, second, believing in you, loving you, believing in you. Cut the self-doubt. It's your season. Walk into it. Embrace it. Yep, it will be hard. But baby, it's so worth it. Understand, if anybody doubting you right now, if you're around anybody that's doubting you, if anybody telling you, girl or boy, you can't do this, or you ain't got enough money, or how you gonna try, listen, erase them. Get away from the naysayers. Because they will stop you from doing every little thing, every big thing. They will have you so damaged that you don't even believe that you can do anything. They'll have you going against your own self. So anybody that said anything but positive energy, positive conversations, let them go. You don't need this in this season. You need people that's going to motivate you, people that's down around you that's going to hold your hand, hold your back, be supportive, clap when you win. And if you don't got that, let them go. You could pick them up in another season. But right now, this is your season, and you have to walk in with your head held high and your chest out and being ready to where God is calling you to and accept it. Anything else, gotta go. Cut it off before the new year comes. If you worried about the new year coming and what you're going to do in the new year, then you start need to do your cutoff before that. Start cutting. It's the fourth quarter. Playtime is over. Cut them out. And I know it might be hard, and I know it might be a little irritating and stressful, but if you really want change, if you really want something better, start eliminating. Go down your list. Do he help me? Do she help me? Do they support me? Do this person clap for me? Do this person help me in any way to make me become successful? Is this a good person I could vent to? Is this a good person I could, you know, sit down and we get brainstorm together? Like, just think of little things about people that's on your list, that's in your call log. You know, just start thinking about that. Now, family is family, and put them where they at. But people that's actually working with you and helping you, motivate you, because at the end of the day, sometimes your family members might not even be someone you could call and that's going to motivate you and going to clap when you win. So don't get it twisted. All family don't work like that. So you need a list. Put it in your faves and making you a favorites. And these are the people that's going to be able to motivate you, the people that encourage you, the people that you know that's going to clap when you win, the people that's going to offer you a helping hand. Keep them close. And everybody else, push them back. Stay on your mission. Don't allow it to stop. Whoever got something to say, push them back a little farther. You got something to do. You finna walk into the season ready. And don't allow nobody to stop you. Thanks for listening in to Desires Podcast.